comes to talking about your goals and talking about your ambitions and your let's get into talking about your dreams, talking about anything. Overthinking is the enemy of executing. And I'm not just saying that like you think too much and you talk yourself out of it. No, I'm saying the idea of like envisioning yourself, you know, doing something like, oh crap, once I do this, oh, it's gonna feel so good. Oh my God. Once I get that medal, I'm gonna be like, whoa, it's gonna feel sick. I'm gonna be, it's like anything. It doesn't have to be a competition, it can be anything. I think thinking about that a lot and really focusing on the end goal and like imagining like, oh yeah, that's gonna feel sweet. You're tricking your fucking mind by imagining that. I mean, we all know what it feels like. Like imagine just thinking about whatever, like something that you want to do that's pretty big, like not just a day-to-day goal. I'm talking something that could take months or years to build up to. By putting a lot of thought into it and like, oh my God, that's gonna be sweet. It's like when I think about shit I want to do, I could sit here and fucking give myself a big ass smile on my face, like out of nowhere. But all I'm doing is fucking tricking my own brain into getting a little dopamine release that really is not very different than literally achieving the goal in reality. And by doing that, you're kind of desensitizing yourself to it. It's just, oh. I think massive fucking goals are sweet, but as far as I'm concerned, the best way of actually making progress towards them is cutting it down to a day-by-day scale and ensuring that every day your goal is to simply take another step toward it. And by doing that, you know, imagine if your fucking goal was you're just a regular ass Joe or a lifter, whatever, just a normal dude, and you're like, you know what, I want to fucking climb Everest, just as an example, you know, something that's not fucking super easy to do. Fuck man, Everest, that's lethal. That is fucking lethal, man. That takes some guts. That takes some legit effort and skill and time and planning. So how the hell are you going to do that? I'm sure if you sit there and you're like, oh, that would be sweet to do that. I mean, that just sounds like high school stoner campfire talk. Dude, it'd be sick if we did this. Bro, that'd be sweet. Like, that's nothing. That's just talk, you know? That's just BS. So if you really actually want to do that shit, then if this is the big-ass goal, chop it down as small as you fucking can. Okay, I gotta work on my cardio. Alright, Stairmaster. However many minutes a day. Gradually increase that. You know, go on, you know, longer hikes, whatever. Talk to people who, you know, may know a thing about it, right? Get some more information. Learn about it. Just gradually become more proficient in the realm of whatever you're going after. And you know, over time, you're actually gonna start seeing, like, oh crap, this is going to happen. And honestly, that is an absolute game changer of a mental state. The beginning.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a United Healthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about United Healthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
It's on, the biggest Maytag sale of the year at Lowe's. Buy two select laundry appliances and get up to a $100 bonus via instant rebate. Shop all things Maytag, including the new stackable Pet Pro laundry system that removes pet hair from clothes. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid through 531. See store for pricing and offer details. Advertise savings on all major Maytag appliances through Maytag.com and participating retailers. Prices may vary. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Of any legit endeavor, if you actually want to hunker down and do something that's not just like short term, is kind of tricky because you don't have any results. You're really going into shit blind. You know, you don't know if you're going to have the skill to be able to do it. Some shit is just either got talent for it or you don't. You either have it either clicks for you or you're just not in the cards. And I'm not I'm not saying that's like some people can never do it and some people can't. I mean, you know, everybody's different. If somebody tried to get me to start like learning how to become a professional chess player, I'd probably do like 1 hour of chess and say, this is fucking stupid. I'm not into this at all. It's not my cup of tea. But as a beginner, you just have that dream in the end, but you don't have any substance to back it up. So you just go after it. You want to see some progress. But once you actually start making some fucking gains, of course, I'm going to transition this into lifting because that's my deal. That's my shit. Once you really start making legit gains and you have some tangible proof that what you've been doing has been working, then you get that moment of, okay, now we're actually fucking, now we're making moves. Now we're actually getting somewhere. And then that should just ramp up your fucking upward spiral. You know, that's why I talk about how the beginner getting into lifting out of absolute nowhere, to an extent, I mean, this could be argued, of course, this is all subjective, but in a way, I mean, it's fucking tricky. You know, it's kind of a hard part because I feel like I'm just re-quoting myself because I said this same sort of speech a little bit a while ago. But the beginner doesn't have the results yet to motivate them, you know? So, I mean, when I go into the gym and I get to, you know, do my workout, I know what I'm doing. I get to have a good time, and then I get to finish the workout knowing I went fucking hard. I'm doing something that's progressing me gains-wise, and I get to fucking look at myself pumped up and say, oh my God, that's fucking sick. There's no chance I'm not going to go to the gym the next day, or the day after, or the day after, the day after, right, onward. But the beginner, he hasn't gotten that fun part yet. For him, it's like, go in, do a workout. It's probably hard because it's uncomfortable. I mean, for somebody who's never lifted, I mean, doing a hard working set, it's fucking hard. You're not used to that level of exertion. But after a little while, holy crap, my fucking biceps are actually kind of bigger. Boy, I can actually see my chest is kind of pumped up. Oh shit, dude. Right? Once you start seeing that, that should kind of make you say, okay, now let's get extra serious. Like, let's really start kind of learning about this shit. Because I know I've gotten so and so amount of gains with, you know, my current knowledge level and my current level of skill and whatever else. So if I keep working on it, and if I keep improving and I keep changing my trajectory towards, you know, as close to as optimal as I can get my routine, I'm going to be making some legit fucking gains. So, totally kind of lost my train of thought there. But you get what I'm fucking saying. I'm sure there's some good shit in there. I'd say, probably getting close to the end of this chit-chat, but one thing that I think can really alter the end goals, or the, not the end goal.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.